Let's start it like at 1 minute.
Okay.
Because usually in the thing we let it run for like
okay.
A minute with like house music on there.
And then gotcha.
I'll just turn down the house music and then I go on to it.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, C. Willis.
Actually, yes. Hey, what's going on, you guys? You're listening to Soundwave on Pangan Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. Today on Soundwave, I'm going to talk a little bit about what's been going on and why I haven't been on the last couple of weeks. And that's because this coronavirus is going around and turning into a pandemic out the blue, so haven't been able to be at the station to do my regular radio shows, but all good now. Today we have a special guest. His name is James. He is a really close friend of mine. We've been close for some years now, and it's really cool to be able to spend every day with him in this quarantine, because if I didn't, I don't know, I'd probably be lost. Who knows? But James, I don't know. He loves music. Today we're going to be talking about R&B. So James, I don't know if you want to let us know on some artists that you like to get started.
What's going on? So R&B for me personally, my favorite R&B artist, I'm always looking at their voice and what they're saying and like how they're kind of like getting everything kind of together. Mm-hmm. So I personally am a huge fan of The Weeknd. Probably my favorite artist in terms of R&B in that genre. I like The Weeknd. New Edition, I feel like I also like a lot. New Edition's up there for me.
The oldies, boy.
The old school. The old oldies. School. Yeah. I grew up on them, getting to know all New Edition songs and different things like that.
What's so your favorite New Edition song?
If It Isn't Love.
Or, that's mine too.
Yeah, that was
I like
fire.
That one. Boy, it's fine. If it is in the
music video's fire. I used to be able to do the whole like, nah, yeah.
the whole thing. That's funny. As you can see, he just acted out some. You guys couldn't see it, but it was funny. That's why I laughed. anyways, continue about your artists.
And I think probably the greatest R&B artist of all time is Usher, in my personal opinion, just because he did stuff way back in the 90s all the way up until now. He's still making music and he's still relevant.
That's fact.
So
that's fact.
I would say he's probably the greatest of all time.
Yeah, he's my favorite for sure. I would say the greatest, because I mean I'm biased, but I mean I agree with you, that's dope. So some familiar artists that just to get you guys thinking of, like, if you don't listen to R&B and you want to understand or be familiar with some artists, here's a few. In no particular orders: Usher, Neo, R. Kelly, Pink Sweats, Black, T-Pain, Chris Brown, Omarion, Boyz II Men, New Edition, Lloyd. And then there's some artists that like kind of teeter-totter between like rap and R&B, you know? Yeah. And a few of those, I don't know if you want to name a few, James.
So in that sweet spot, it's like Drake, Tory Lanez, John Legend, I would say so too. Kind of falls into that pop category, maybe, where it's not traditional R&B.
Right.
But like at the same time, I mean, it all gets the same point across.
Yeah.
It all is the same kind of like
same type of
soulful.
Yeah.
You know.
That's dope. I agree with that. I mean, there are some that are just in between. It's hard to really give it a genre, When they're so talented, they can do two different types, you know, sometimes three, like Drake. But
yeah, Drake's all over the place. One minute he's like Caribbean, the next minute he's singing about some chick he wants to be with. So it's like,
I don't know, crazy, bro. It's really crazy. But I like Drake, you know, Drake's dope. I've listened to Drake songs my entire life. I mean, just take me back to basketball. All my turns is listen to Drake, bro. Like
pregame, going all, in.
Oh, for sure, pregame. Yeah. It was dope. But but a couple of other artists. You got Sir, The Weeknd, Trey Songz, Masego, and to throw it back with New Edition, Music Soulchild. I like listening to him a lot.
I don't think I've ever heard of Music Soulchild.
Listen, Music Soulchild is like, that's like that, you know, the African American families. And I actually have a friend named Trey Anderson. It's like him and like Anthony Hamilton. They play them two together. And okay. Like an African American cookout or something, bro. Like I don't know, it's something about it. Mm. But right now, we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be back with you guys in a couple of minutes. And in the meantime, enjoy this ad, and see you guys in a couple of minutes.